Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with my good friend, Chris Bangalang.
What's up?
And I'm here with my good friend, Dion Curry. So I got to tell you what I did this. So, you know, I got Chris' name in my phone, right? So I hit Chris because I want to talk to Chris. And I made a mistake and called Chris Spencer, the comedian. So I pick it up. He said, what it is? And I was like, why the fuck Chris talking so fucking black? Who the fuck is he to? You know, who the fuck Chris talking to? I'm thinking, you know, Chris sound like black man. I don't know what it is, nigga. And so I looked at the phone and said, Chris, I said, oh my God, wrong fucking Chris. And he said, who are you trying to talk? I said, white boy. And you threw me off because you sounded like a real nigga. He was like, well, tell Spangler, I said, hey. I was like, whoo. Because had he said, what's up, nigga? I would have been like, Chris, I'm never fucking with you.
You did call me that on the phone with Jasmine on the three-way call, and Jasmine was giggling.
I always call you my white nigga, but you see, I'll stay tuned after the music. You're going to hear why. You're going to see why Dion met OJ for the first time in the 90s. Stay tuned after the music. I like telling a lie up front because this has nothing to do with the episode.
You better get up, get out, and tune in to this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it. Nothing
but the ugly. What up?
How are you?
He's trying to wind my house down.
And you sound like you in a place with very high ceilings.
Are you in a fishbowl?
No, I call it my slave kitchen.
Because that's where you're going to make them work or what?
How you going to call it a slave kitchen?
I said it was a slave kitchen for watching.
Get some of the white slaves from the TV show?
No, watching. What was that? Django, when they was in that extra kitchen. So I said, oh, that's a slave kitchen.
Mm-hmm, no.
No, it was a kitchen that had slaves in it.
I'm sorry, Chris, you can't laugh.
You're on such a bad delay and your sound is so bad.
My sound is bad?
Yeah, it's bad.
All right, let me move.
All right.
Let me try to put the internet on.
Okay.
Let me see my Wi-Fi ain't on, that's why.
Your slave kitchen is echoing. No.
The Wi-Fi ain't going to change the sound. Them slaves are still going to be upset.
Shut the fuck up, Dion. Come out, Yolanda. Let's see if I can get it from my hotspot.
Do you have headphones?
No, I don't. Is that better? Is that better?
It's better. It's just still so echoey. But yes, you do sound better.
I'm in an empty house. I'm at my house.
Well, do better.
What do you mean?
I hate when people say that. Do better.
There's no furniture in this house, so everything is going to echo.
I just thought that was your pussy.
My child just heard what you said. So,
and that's how Chris became a Christian pastor.
Oh, hell, that... Trump told me to say it. Now I get a raise.
Did you see that guy standing behind him with the cue? Did you see
that? No.
Apparently, he was at one of the rallies giving one of those speeches he gives. Some guy was standing behind him, and he holds up his phone and he's got a letter Q on it, and he like does a little wink.
Oh my gosh. I heard one today. Everybody's on me because they think that I'm against Joe Biden, and I am, but
Donald Trump was giving this speech about Gettysburg, and I don't know if this is new or old, but it is just every bit as
Gettysburg
disconnected and insane.
And we're saved.
Hold on. Please try to make sense of this. You can't.
Union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was, the Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general. And they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late. Union was...
This man, we need to learn, we need to learn the real history.
Wait a minute. It's not a Gettysburg, is it?
There was a Battle of Gettysburg, but I don't know.
I know, but he said he liked going to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Ain't that what he said?
Yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah. Never fight a pill. Never fight a pill. Wow.
He said, I like to go and watch. Like it was a fucking movie.
So Miss Pat got in some trouble this week. And then I got in trouble by pointing out that this is Joe Biden's America in the comments. They're still going after me. But you went viral for saying that cereal is $6 a box.
So I posted, if y'all didn't see it, go watch it. Don't argue with it. We can't win. I posted, that cereal is $6 because I was at Little Giant. And Little Giant sometimes have really good deals and sometimes they're very fucking high. And so I walk in there, and I was like, $6.37 for a small box of Cheerio. So I'm shaking these motherfuckers. I can tell they're not full. So I made a video, and oh, my God. They was like, you're a Republican. No, he said, you're a Democrat. You're a welfare queen. Your Gucci hat is fake. I'm never going to take this hat off because I paid almost $700 for this hat. My hat is real. They said, tell your kids to stop running at the store with food. If y'all black,
what?
Somebody said nigger. Somebody literally said nigger. And I said, I love you. Because I couldn't say nothing else. I mean, I was like, they turn it all about Joe Biden. All I said was, it's your fucking economy. You voted for it. I'm like, what are you talking about? All I said was Syria's high. I'm in the same economy as you are. How dare you say Syria high when you got on a fucking Gucci hat? You fucking bitch. All kind of shit.
You know what happened? It sounds...
Are you sure this is not just Garyana trolling you?
Her and her Russian army of racist bots. You know what happened is somebody, some big right-wing person must have shared it, and then you got into... Or you got into Reddit or some sort of social hive where they were like, look at this Democrat that just discovered that Joe Biden's America is blah, blah, blah. And so that sounds like you got, because that used to happen to me. They'll put you in a group, like a Facebook group, your video, and they'll all swarm you and do all kinds of crazy shit.
It was like, at first I was like, fucking women go. I said, the hate is too real. The racism is too real. You voted, I said, yes, I did vote Democrat. And you voted Republican. And why are you so upset? You need to vote red. I said, I don't come on my period no more. Why would I vote red?
And then, so I just...
They'll take that away from you. They find out you have one.
So when I'm on the podcast, while this stuff comes up, I always jokingly just say Joe Biden's America, because it makes Ms. Pat legitimately annoyed. So I said that on there. And 200 comments later, Dion... It is.
Where was this? Was this on Facebook?
It was on her Instagram. You
Facebook, Instagram.
Trump loving piece of shit. The Democrats started coming after me because all of a sudden all the right wingers are going after her. So then the army of left wingers must have come in and started fighting, going after everybody.
And my phone is still jumping from this. Get a job, and you won't. I can tell you get food stamps. I'm like, well, you can't tell. Pretty good. I said, ma'am, I haven't received food stamps since 96. The
Tupac fuck are y'all talking? Tupac was alive.
Yeah, and then one black girl, she's like, how dare you complain about Syria when we see you building a mansion? Ma'am, I go to work every day. I'm in the same economy as everybody else. What affects y'all affect me. So what's our paychecks different? But don't you think I don't want to pay $7 a box for Syria, and you shouldn't want to pay $7 a box for Syria either. So you gonna tell me because I'm in a different tax bracket, I don't get to complain?
Yeah, that's what they're gonna tell you.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
The internet will tell you whatever they want to tell you. They don't care.
Am I still breaking up?
A little bit, but you're fine. It's good enough.
Yeah, but that's not fair because I pay taxes too. I just gave the government a few hundred thousand dollars. So you gonna tell me to pay taxes and not have a fucking voice? I don't want to pay $7 for Siri. I actually just went to Publix. I'm getting ready. I just did another.
Oh, now we know you have money.
Somebody was like, "Go to Publix." No, but they had a sale.
Are you paying $7 for internet?
Is it that bad?
It's not good.
It's horrible.
Here, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
So let me make sure I get it all right because we bumping. So so after the whole thing of them calling me names, my hat is fake, and how dare I speak on a $7 cereal when I have on a $500, $600 hat? Hey, America, I pay my taxes too. I don't like paying taxes. I vote the way I want to vote because that's all right here. But you can't tell me I don't have the right to complain about cereal. Don't nobody shop for me. I don't know what type of celebrity y'all think I am. I go to the grocery store, my motherfucking self. And shit is high. And the whole thing said, when you finally stop DoorDash, because we DoorDash a lot. So I said, you know what? I'm tired of spending $200 DoorDashes down there every other day. Or $100 here, $75. I'm going to the store. So I decided to go to the store and picked up a box of cereals, and I was going to make myself some chili dog. And boy, did they come at me. Today, I'm making spaghetti because I don't want a DoorDash, and I would like to eat something out my kitchen. And they just, they fucking crazy. They turn it into a whole political rally. You fucking voted red. You voted blue. And I said, and you voted red. So I started saying, you stormed the Capitol. And some white guy was like, you need to stay in your motherfucking place because you a goddamn comedian. Don't get canceled. I said, excuse you? The fuck is wrong with you? You said, I'm a 52-year-old black woman. You can't tell me to stay in my mother. First of all, I got a wide ass, so I'm in two or three places anyway. The fuck are you wrong with these people? You don't get to complain. Why the fuck I don't get to complain? I pay taxes. I got a mortgage. I'm living like everybody else. Nigga, I just left Publix. Oh, but I don't get to complain because I'm on TV? I ain't Beyonce. I'm not paying. I just saw Mark Cuban say it today. He said he paid. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mark Cuban said he paid $288 million in tax. I said, oh. I said, maybe I shouldn't complain.
What's it going for? What good are you getting out of it? You feel good about those taxes, or are we all?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't want to pay tax.
You're buying bombs on both sides.
Huh?
You're buying bombs on both sides. Congratulations. Glad you paid all those taxes, Mark.
What are we going to do? Go to jail?
Get rid of the government. I keep telling you this. You won't listen.
If I get rid of the government, then the white people ain't going to have no rules, and then they're going to be over here chopping me up.
Fair enough.
They and the black men gonna have rules, and there won't be no rules in this country. Can you? They already running out of stores with motherfucking bathroom. Yeah.
Can you tell me when the rules? When do the rules kick in? I feel like we're not all following the rules.
Well, the law. Some of us follow the law. Me, you, and him. At least right. We ain't in jail. But with you get rid of the government, you gonna get rid of the police. Who the fuck gonna protect you? You think I want to be eaten by a white man that look like you? You think I want to be robbed by somebody that look like me and everybody else in this world? Huh? I don't want no part of that shit.
How many more races can you work in?
I'm trying to hit all the races. I'm trying to think of what everybody do. You think I want four little Mexicans to come in here and tote me out the back door? No, I don't want none of that. That's a court. Those are the crimes that these races mate according to society. That's not what I think. That's what society thinks.
What a disclaimer was that?
I'm not racist.
She
literally just used the segregation defense. I'm not racist. The law made me do it.
I don't want people to say, oh my God, Miss Pat think white people eat people. Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't think that. It's proven facts.
Not all of us, but pretty good majority of us.
All of y'all eat people. Don't you eat pussy, so you eat people.
Don't be mad at me because there's none left.
Don't you have the number one people eater? Isn't your daughter like Ashley don't ate more people than all of us.
She's like the Godzilla of Atlanta.
The Godzilla of Atlanta.
You might be right on that one, Dion. You might be right on that. So we lost OJ.
Oh, I know.
Did we lose him or did he just go away?
You know what's crazy? Because his last video had me hollering when they reached out. They was like, hospice? Who in hospice? I ain't in no hospice. Then you look up a month later, this nigga's dead. For that to be your last video, that kind of rough.
Lying to the very end.
But we lost.
I do. Let me just say I don't know, in second, third grade, the OJ trial was such a big deal at such an impressionable age that it was like a little bit of, like, damn, we lost a real celebrity. He's a murderer.
For the black community, I want to say this. What was that, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
What year did that happen?
Yeah.
93.
So I was how many years?
So 31 years?
31 years. So I'm 52. I was what, 21?
Yeah.
I was 21. And I remember sitting there in my basement at the time. And every black person was cheering for OJ, like we cheered for Obama to become president, because that was right after the Rodney King whole thing, when the VCR tape, we really saw a black man getting his ass ripped. So we had been beat, the black community had been beat down so much from, who the fuck is this?
And hello. You had Mark Furman, hello, who was like a legitimately racist cop from the LAPD.
Bitch. So we had been beat down so much. And then, you know what you're beginning to see on the news. Because a long time ago, when no rapper was rapping about the police jacking you up, you didn't get to see that shit. When we saw Rodney King get beat, you was like, holy fuck. You had heard about the police whooping niggas' ass, but you had never seen it. I had never seen nobody get beat like that by a police in my life. Other than segregation with the whole water hose, we thought we was over. And I remember sitting there as a 21-year-old black woman with me, cheering that he got off. And my reason was for, because he was a black man. And I felt like black man had taken so much bullshit. Why not get off for killing this white woman? And that's what I thought at that time. I'm just being honest. As I got older, I realized that Nicole Brown's sister was somebody's mother. She was also somebody's ex-wife. Somebody loved her. And that made me start to think, because of the, you know how you talk as a black child. Black man shouldn't be dating no white. Because that's what I heard. That's what I heard in black. She shouldn't have been dating no nigga anyway. If she were black, she still wouldn't have got that shit done to her if that's what he wanted to do to her. As I got older and I realized, I was like, how stupid was I to sit there and cheer this fucking murderer on? I cheered this murderer on. I didn't care nothing about what happened to the victims. All I gave a fuck was a black man got off. And that's when I was closed-minded. Now I always try to look at shit from every fucking angle. Because I made a big mistake for cheering on O.J. Simpson. Because as a woman as a person who's been through somebody beating on them, even though I was with Garrett at the time, I never put myself in that place, how all of that shit could have happened to me, until I got in probably my late 20s and I started to get some fucking sense. And I remember when he got out of jail, when he got locked up for his trophies, and I was like, I hope this nigga go to jail. Because I always felt in the back of my head, he only got away because he was O.J. Simpson, and those black jurors, they weren't gonna lock that kind of
nigga up. He was rich. He was rich.
He was rich.
Yeah. And everybody should have the defense that he had.
Yeah, but when you, as a black woman sitting there cheering and all, it still breaks my heart to this day. But I was 21, and I just didn't want to see another black man going to jail.
So I didn't realize.
Yeah, I'd be saying, lock these niggas up.
Yeah, so I don't know if you saw the ESPN documentary. They did like an 8-part documentary on OJ, and it was really good.
Sorry,
what happened?
Patrick's stupid as fuck.
What'd she say?
She said, lock these niggas up.
Oh.
When I see, I don't give a fuck who, what color you are. When you running out of a bath and body work, I'd be like, I was on the bed hub one day, and I said, I got to stop thinking like this. I said, if they shoot one of these motherfuckers, the rest of them will stop running out these stores.
So you turned into Tucker Carlson?
My mother was like, don't say that shit. I said, you're right. They just need to whoop one of their asses. It's just, you know, because when you become a, I'm grown now. And I remember when I was young and I ran out of the stores. And you really don't know what people's situations are, why they're doing the things that they do. But also try to look both ways. I try to say, I remember when I was in that predicament, man, I was still able to take care of my kids or food or whatever. Even though you could have said I could have got a job and I was too young and wasn't nothing in my community to be offered to me. So I also try to look at it that way. And then I'm looking at the consumer who go and buy that shit. Now, why do you make y'all run out of this store and do this dumb shit? Why? Like, I saw a boy, a black dude in the fucking, and white people doing it now too. All people doing it. It ain't just us. Everybody doing this shit.
Yeah, go to, rural America. That's,
yeah.
Can't keep
copper. I saw a black boy walk into Apple and he stole every phone. I said, now, I'm with you to steal one. What the fuck you gonna do with 22 phones?
You gonna do anything with any of those phones.
He took every iPad and every phone.
I seen that video.
And I'm like, dude, they was falling out his bottom of his leg. And I'm like, I can understand. You could have sold one phone and ate for 2 weeks, but you literally took all 15 of these people's phones.
They track those phones instantly anyway. So the second he moved it, they would know where he is.
Do you know what squatter's rights are? Have you heard about this?
I heard they changed squatter rights, and I'm so fucking glad.
Why?
Because as a homeowner and a taxpayer, don't get in my shit, and it's hard for me to get you out of my shit when I didn't ask you to get in my shit.
Yeah, so for anybody that doesn't know, Gordon Ramsay, for instance, has a $13 million building that has squatters in it right now, and he legally can't evict them in the UK. And then if they just stay there for 10 years, then they own the building. And so squatters' rights are saying you can't evict people who've just invaded your property and taken it over.
I don't understand how these people aren't considered trespassers.
You ever heard of a 45?
Say that again without the coughing and choking, please.
You ever heard of a 45? You ever heard of spray?
Yeah, but most people don't.
I literally would set my own building on fire and would not follow insurance. I built it back myself. But you niggas got to go. You motherfuckers got to go. This squatter shit, they just changed the law, though. I don't know about the UK, but they just changed it here. You don't have to go through. I have a house in Austell that was like needed to be totally renovated. I knocked that bitch down. I said, I would knock you down before I come here and you niggas or bitches or whatever the fuck you are living in my motherfucking house and I can't get you out of this little shit. So I said, if you don't come and squat on my shit, lay on the grass, nigga. And as we build it, we'll pour concrete on it.
You literally just turned into the mob.
It's fucking ridiculous that you got these people can just come to laws. A lot of these laws really need to be changed. You literally cannot get a squatter out your fucking house. Somebody who ain't never paid a mortgage, ain't never paid a bill. I saw a lady come home from the military. She had this whole nigga living up in her house. He told her to leave, called the police on her. The police made her leave. You look at it when you pay for something and you work hard for something. And now I know how.
I think the older you get, the more conservative you get in that you've got stuff that you've built over 30 years in your case, and worked really hard for it. And to have somebody come in and just say, I own this now, or let me take this and I'm going to waste all this money, it just, it's galling. It pisses you off.
Yeah.
Not a left or right thing. It's just a right or wrong thing.
It's a right or wrong thing. You going in somebody's house after they done worked their whole life to buy this house, and then you just going to go live in it for free? Then you sit here and you breaking people's houses, you steal their shit, you run out of stores with shit. And I've been that person. I have. And that's why I'm down both ways. I'm cut both ways because I don't think I ever ran out of stolen shit, but I've done some fucked up. We all done some fucked up shit. And I know the economy ain't great. It ain't been great in years. But that don't mean you got to take other people's property. You breaking in people's houses. They can't go on vacation. Oh, I just came back from Disney. I was so fucking nervous. I don't even got shit in my motherfucking house. I just want people to work for what you want. I had to learn it. Y'all ain't been through what I've been through. And I'm on both sides. I've been that person. But I know how I feel when somebody works hard for something and you come along and take.
What I think you're saying is people who are down bad need help. Nobody gets out of that by themselves. And I think if we spent more resources fixing why people are down bad, there would be less people to do the things that down bad people do. You're always going to have those people who don't want to get up and get out and get something. But
look at all those people in Dubai. The government literally give them all money from the oil, probably the oil tax. And I know that we don't have it here. I'm just saying, and I'm not kicking anybody for going through anything. I just wish it was more program for young people. Like when the way I went through the welfare,
the thing that most people miss is that most of the crime is committed by a very small percentage of people. I remember seeing this on a Joe Rogan clip where he's talking about the CBS report where most of the theft was committed by the same 3,000 people over and over. The prosecutor just wasn't locking those people up. It's not every kid out there is stealing, right? It's that the people who are psychopaths who commit, like here in Indianapolis, they'll let guys out and then they just go kill somebody again. And then they get out and then you get to 3 free murders before they finally put you away. It's just not everybody is, the crime is not rampant. It's that we are not taking care of the people who are the criminals and beyond reform.
Yeah, we just got to get more programs and try to help people. We just got to give back. We gotta take a little bit of our money back from the other countries and do something with our own country. And young people, keep your heads up. You don't have to, just because it's rough today don't mean it's going to be rough tomorrow. I ain't going to say shit going to change that quick next year. I'm going to keep it real with you. It might be rough tomorrow.
No, but there's nobody who's better proof of the ability to get yourself out of a bad situation with a little bit of help and take advantage of it and turn it into something really special.
And you should. I don't want to see no young people. Don't risk your life in your future running out of the fucking store some Bath and Body Works or some Safari or Ulta. These dumb shit, y'all run out of TJ Maxx, because that shit will forever haunt you when you decide to grow the fuck up. And we all gonna grow the fuck up, because I grew the fuck up. I was that bitch. But young people, if you listening to this podcast, don't make the mistakes I made. Just get a job. And you can't get what you want right now, but at least you can get you a sandwich.
I don't know. I'm looking at your TV and your house, and I'm thinking maybe I'm ready to make some mistakes. If I come down there and there's some TVs missing, don't ask questions. It wasn't me. I just tried to become a comedian.
Come on and be a comedian. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I don't really mean when I say shoot them, but this squatter law and all this. Let me just say this before I go. So I have squatters next door to my rental property in Riverdale, and they've been there for about 6 years. And the lady just walked away from the house. She's like, I can't get these motherfuckers out of my house. And they was there right before COVID hit. And she didn't even know they was there. I called her and I said, did you rent your house to these nasty ass people? She said, no, my house is for rent. She said, I wonder why you get no hits. They've been there for over 6 years.
That's insane.
How are the utilities and stuff on?
They go around to empty apartments or whatever. I don't know now, because utility is, they don't even come out and check your meter anymore. That shit's from downtown. So I think they have a fake lease and they get their own utilities cut off. Yeah, we all in rough times right now. The economy fucked up, and
Everybody can use a little extra shit. But keep your head up. Shit gonna get better. Hi, okay. Trump in court, OJ dead.
I just can't believe he's gone.
It's gonna be a hot summer.
Did you see how the mean the juice expired? Then they had his birthday, and then they had the day he died. I said, y'all dead ass wrong for that.
This Drudge Report, it was just cancer murders OJ.
The fucked up part about it, nobody knew he had it. They said he had to sign NDAs for them to even come see him.
Yeah.
I'm like, OJ, you ain't gonna be around the sleeping for the NDAs? I don't went in there with a camera. I'm gonna take this motherfucking picture. Who the fuck you gonna tell? And for Caitlyn Jenner to come out running her mouth, I'm like, Caitlyn, come on now. Y'all used to play golf together. Were y'all on the same football team?
Like, yeah, on the Murderers Hall of Fame team.
She ran somebody over and killed them.
You killed somebody too.
No,
he and was him. A woman wasn't she, the next wasn't, day. The fuck out
you
of here.
You can change your gender, but the murder's forever.
Hey, before we go, did y'all see that transgender girl running in the girl track meet?
No.
No.
This child forgot to turn the ball off at him. When I tell you, he spoke the shit out of the world. I send you that clip. I said, and they know they dead ass wrong. They dead ass wrong. Just because you could say you transgender and you can get on a girl track meet. They was confused. Them girls was confused.
Okay, she sent it to me. Hold on here. All right. Do you want to describe her before we start here?
Black female, curly hair. Nice look.
Tall. All right, so here, coming around.
See Gallagher later on the
relays. Okay.
Great. Too fast.
I don't see it.
Camera.
We don't see it.
You don't see this? Imagine if Jackie Joyner Kersee were Gallagher running against a group of kindergartners.
25:49. Oh. You know you're too fast. They couldn't even trip you at the beginning of the race.
Set a record 25:49, and the closest was 30.77.
Jaden Vanderveen.
No, do it again.
All right.
Abby Olsen. Out very well is Gallagher, McDaniel, and Lane 2.
Looks like rocket boosters.
Gallagher later on.
They need to kneecap this nigga. You know you wrong. You should have asked them girls. Do they want to run against him?
25:40.
Because her time says it's a him. Her time don't say her.
We're all being nice at the expense of those girls. Let's be honest.
All I gotta say, they ain't never been beat like that. With that said, thank y'all for joining us on another episode. Shut the fuck up. Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check me out this weekend. I'm in Austin, Texas, at the Paramount Theater. All you got to do is go to MissPatComedy.com to get your tickets. I appreciate you. New Orleans, I'm on my way. Cincinnati, I'm on my way. Columbus, I'm on my way. Just go to MissPatComedy.com and see where I'm on my way to. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.